The news is read by Brian Jennings.
Gardaí are questioning a man in his 40s in connection with the violent death of another man whose body was found at a house in County Kildare yesterday afternoon. The scene at Eustace Domain in Naas has been preserved and a post-mortem examination is due to be carried out later today. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
This criminal investigation commenced when a man went into a Garda station and reported that he believed a person may have been killed in County Kildare. Gardaí then went to a house in the Eustace Domain estate on the outskirts of Naas, where they discovered the body of a man in the garden at around 1:30 yesterday afternoon. He's believed to have been living there with at least one other person and had been the victim of a violent assault. The scene was sealed off and the Garda Technical Bureau will conduct a forensic examination today. The victim's body was removed to Naas General Hospital for a post-mortem to determine the time and cause of death. Gardaí say this will also determine the course of the investigation. However, they are treating the case as murder and have assigned to it the resources of a murder investigation. A short time after the body was discovered, a man in his 40s was arrested on suspicion of murder. He was taken to a Garda station in Kildare, where he's being detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. He can be questioned for up to 24 hours.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said it's time to step back from the brink after Iran carried out its first ever direct attack on Israel, launching hundreds of missiles and drones at the weekend. The United States said it will not join any Israeli counterattack on Iran, with President Joe Biden warning Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to think carefully about any escalation. Speaking at an emergency session of the United Nations Security Council in New York, Antonio Guterres said people in the Middle East were confronting a real danger of a devastating full-scale conflict. He said it was time to actively engage all parties in order to prevent further escalation.
It's time to step back from the brink. It's vital to avoid any action that could lead to major military confrontations on multiple fronts in the Middle East. Civilians are already bearing the brunt and paying the highest price. And we have a shared responsibility to actively engage all parties concerned to prevent further escalation.
There were only 38 properties available to rent last month within what is known as the discretionary rate of the Housing Assistance Payment Scheme, or HAP. It's an increase of just 5 since December 2023, according to the latest Simon Communities Locked Out of the Market report. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
The latest quarterly Simon Communities Locked Out report research was conducted over 3 days in March. It found that 1,180 properties were available to rent at any price within the 16 areas surveyed. That's an increase of 508 properties since March last year. In 10 areas out of 16, which include Athlone, Cork City Centre, Galway City, Limerick City, Sligo Town and County Leitrim, there were no HAP properties to rent in the four household categories studied. As seen in many previous locked out of the market reports, the supply of properties within HAP limits were predominantly in Dublin, where the discretionary rate allows up to an additional 50% on the standard rate. This is limited to 35% in the rest of the country.
In the United States, jury selection is due to begin later today for the first criminal trial of former President Donald Trump. He's been charged with falsifying business accounts to cover up a payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels weeks before the 2016 presidential election. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
The defendant, Donald John Trump, is accused of 34 counts of falsifying business records, a felony offence in the state of New York. He has pleaded not guilty. The charges are being brought by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who alleges that the former President of the United States falsified business records of the Trump Organization to cover up a payment of $130,000 to adult entertainment star Stormy Daniels and a payment of $150,000 to former Playboy model Karen McDougal weeks before the presidential election of 2016. Miss Daniels is expected to testify at the trial, though her evidence is considered peripheral to the charges. Mr. Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who personally paid Ms. Daniels and served time in prison on campaign finance violation charges as a result, is also expected to testify, having turned over documents and recordings to prosecutors. Paying hush money is not a crime in New York, but falsifying business records is, and can, on conviction, lead to a prison sentence of up to 4 years. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Cool and windy today with a mix of sunny spells and scattered showers. Some showers will be heavy with the chance of hail and an isolated thunderstorm in the north and northwest this morning. Showers will become more confined to the northern half of the country this evening. Highest temperatures 7 to 10 degrees, but feeling colder in fresh to strong and gusty northwest winds. And there's a warning that west to northwest winds will reach gale force 8 at times on Irish coastal waters from Loophead to Malinhead to Wicklowhead and on the Irish Sea today and early tonight.